Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the seventh week of Ordinary Time, and rounding out our series from the Collaborative Dominican Novitiate, we hear today from the director of the program, Sister Elise Marie Ramirez. The title of Sister Elise's preaching today is God Reveals.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the disciples, "Truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire, and every sacrifice will be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you restore it? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another." As we receive today's text, I share this thought from our oblate brother, Ron Rollheiser. Open quote. "All individual texts in Scripture must be seen within the larger, overall framework of Scripture and our overall theology of God. And as such, they demand an interpretation that is consistent with the nature of God as revealed overall in Scripture." He continues, "Context and interpretation are not rationalizations. They are sacred duty. We may not make Scripture unworthy of God." Close quote. So, some context for our passage. We began this week on Pentecost Sunday. We were praying together, "Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth." And side by side with those early disciples, we all received the breath of Jesus as he spoke, "Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit." Pentecost. Ushering in our return to the ordinary time of living the gospel. Our next stop in the Word on Monday was to be with Mary, Mother of God, the first to give us the body and blood of Jesus Christ from her very womb, her fiat modeling for us what it means to belong to Christ as Christian, to remain in fidelity and love at the foot of the cross. Then both Tuesday and Wednesday's word reminds us that those who belong to Christ, gospel living means letting go of the ordinariness of personal ambition and individualistic desires, in order to receive the gift of the least among us revealed in the good news. This is some of the context of today's passage from Mark. Now that we have it, we can turn to how we might listen to the good news in these verses. Whoever gives you a cup of water, a nod, a smile, a handshake, a glance, because you bear the name of Christ. It's the because that matters in this passage. Bearing the name of Christ is a privilege, a call, a relationship. Bearing the name of Christ is cause for our deep joy. It is the light inhaled deep within our souls from the peace on his lips. Bearing the name of Christ comes with responsibility, Christians. One we hold together as beloved community. This is consistent with the nature of God as revealed overall in Scripture. Now, we can understand why not once, but four times our dear Jesus reminds us in this passage that stumbling on this journey of discipling happens. And we must not be the reason any little ones stumble on the journey. If, by what we do, what we say, what we insinuate, what we repeat, what we point to, we cause anyone to stumble, is that being consistent with belonging to Christ? Christ, who is completely consistent in the nature of God revealed overall in Scripture. Is that of God? No. And as bearers of Christ's name, as Christians, we commit ourselves to the vision and the presence of the reign of God among us. Continuing to breathe in the very peace of Christ, we walk into this day with the determination to look for all who are thirsty, seeing in them Christ's face, offering each a cup of water, knowing as we do so, there is hope for all who thirst to never thirst again.